With the Winter Paralympics coming up, Channel 4 is providing live audio description. They have a lot of expertise in audio description, in live AD, in sports as well, including biggies like the Paralympics. It's the Winter Games turn this time, and to tell us what's in store, we have with us from Channel 4, Jonathan Perry.
Thanks. Great to be here again, Alan. Thank you. We're going to be offering live AD every day from 10:30 in the morning. The coverage timings are different every day. It's sometimes finishing at lunchtime, sometimes going further into the afternoon, I think, to stay with things like curling that take up more of the afternoon as well. And I'm sure that many of your listeners who've been following the Team GB action in the curling at the Olympics, which we like to call the warm-up for the Paralympics, you know, we'll be looking forward to tuning into some of that curling action as well.
Warm-up being the apt word, I think, seeing it's the Winter Games, I suppose, Jonathan. What about the opening and closing ceremonies as well?
We're going to carry on with something that we've done the last couple of games, really. Rather than an audio description that people can turn on and off, the games will be shown on our 4/7 channel with an open descriptive commentary. So that's where the main commentary is stripped out and a pair of audio describers will be the only voices that people watching on that channel will hear, and we'll take them through all of the detail and the excitement of the ceremonies, but with a pure descriptive focus.
So plenty to look forward to. In terms of watching the audio description then, how will that work? Is it quite easy to do?
Absolutely. So the live coverage itself, which is on our main channel, Channel 4, viewers can turn that on their TV device. Those sections of the coverage will also be available for catch-up viewing as well a bit later on. So again, on our platforms that have AD enabled, you can turn that on your whatever device you're watching as well. The only different one is the ceremonies, like I said, where it's going to be a part of the main audio that you don't have to do anything to turn it on and off. You just need to make sure you're watching that on the 4/7 channel as opposed to Channel 4.
Excellent. What about catch up? Will people get a chance to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the ceremonies with that open descriptive commentary will be available to watch again on any device. For the live AD itself, it's going to be available for people to watch again on platforms where we have audio description already enabled. So that's our website, on Apple devices, Roku, Now TV boxes as well, and their Android and iPhone mobile apps as well.
Wow, covering the bases, Jonathan.
That's it. The only other thing to mention, I suppose, is in Paris, it's probably worth saying we offered live audio description on the nightly highlights program as well. You know, we always like to look at how things work and how well they go down with users. And I think we all found after that there just wasn't really enough space within the highlights program for live AD to really do it justice. You know, it's a very, as you can imagine, these things are always fast edits, compiling things that have happened that day. And we just found that the live AD wasn't really space for live AD to do that content justice. So what we're doing this year instead, we're not offering live AD on the highlights, but instead we've done a bit of training with some of the teams putting the highlights package together to try and get them to build a little bit more description into the way that program is packaged, if that makes sense. So something a little bit different there. And we're also excited to be working with RNIB to get some specific viewer feedback on that as well. So hopefully all stuff that we can take on board to make it even better the next time we come to be talking about LA in 2028 as well.
Is it complicated or is it getting easier? Or are you guys getting better at providing live AD? Because there's a lot of complexities in there, and the fact that it is live must make timings and things quite tricky.
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think we're getting better from all angles, really. You know, from our access provider, Red Bee Media, you know, really we had to build up the job profile, the skill set of a live TV describer, because before live AD was really possible in TV terms, in the UK at least, the people doing this role have had to kind of upskill and learn how to handle a live broadcast and how to look at a running order. And it's never going to be completely the same as a painstakingly crafted description that you get chance to refine and re-record and stuff when you're delivering something live. But I think it's about trying to capture some of that detail, that visual detail, and deliver it in a way that's exciting and matches the tone of the live program. I think we, as in Channel 4, are also getting better at knowing what resources we need to get to help them prep as well as they can. Talking about the football that I mentioned earlier, you know, getting access to things like team sheets and the resource packs that go to the main commentators, trying to get that sort of information and share it with the describers as well, I think has been really helpful. And in terms of the games, as you mentioned, Paris 2 years ago, we were able to share the narratives as they emerged during the week of like who were the hot athletes to watch, what were going to be the big stories, particularly with a GB focus as well. And I think with this games we're hoping to do the same as well, to try and help make sure the describers who are covering the live output and the ceremonies as well, and just try and add that extra layer of excitement and detailed visual description onto the coverage, which we hope is going to be really fantastic, and that GB do a really great job as well.
You have to take your hat off to describers and even the live ones as well. It's such a skill to have. Just stepping away from the games for a moment then, Jonathan, other content then which Channel 4 has with audio description, what kind of highlights have you got coming up?
We're always trying to audio describe a really big breadth of what content makes Channel 4 Channel 4. So a lot of documentary content, a lot of kind of current affairs and the kind of investigative programs that Channel 4's famous for. We've also in the last couple of years started adding audio description to juggernauts like Married at First Sight UK. I mean, that's something that didn't used to get described, and we've started audio describing that now. So I hope that when viewers come to any of our channels, to More4 and Film4 and E4 as well, that more and more of our content on the whole is described. But I think all of our kind of big launches now, we're making sure that audio description's prioritized. And I think this year as well, it's a good year for drama on Channel 4 as well. We've got in particular A Woman of Substance, a remake of a famous Channel 4 series that some listeners might remember from the 80s. We're going to have some more sport and other things that we can try that out on later in the year as well.
Lots still to come then from Channel 4. Just finally, Jonathan, if people would like to find out more about the AD coverage or have any questions, is there a way that they can get in touch?
Sure. The best way to find all our contact details is to go to channel4.com/4viewers. That's the number 4 and then the word viewers.
Great stuff. We'll look forward to the Winter Games and the other shows as well, Jonathan. No doubt we'll be speaking to you maybe during and after the games too. But for the moment, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.